during the Israeli 22-day-long offensive on the besieged Gaza, starting on December 27, Israeli Air Force used various kinds of warplanes, including military drones known as unmanned aerial vehicle. The loud buzzing of Israeli drones can be heard, and they are clearly visible in the sky above. The drones are operated from a remote position, usually outside the combat zone. They use optics that are able to see the details of a man's clothing and are fitted with pinpoint accurate missiles killing Palestinians.
Israeli forces violated all international laws and committed war crimes against Palestinian civilians. They used disproportionate force to frighten helpless civilians living in densely populated areas.
During the offensive, Israeli army used what they called roof-knocking operations by launching a missile from a drone at the corner of a roof. They informed the residents of suspected buildings that they had 10 minutes to leave the premises. The Israeli army said that the tactic was meant to reduce civilian casualties. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance factions said the reconnaissance military drones did not leave the skies of the Gaza Strip.
Our enemy used the most advanced weapons in its war against Gazan civilians. Many innocent people, including women and children, were targeted by Israeli drones. They are still flying over our heads.
The roof-knocking technique was used in the assassination of a Hamas leader, Nizar Royan, and his family. He was the first one who called on people whose houses were threatened to be struck to form human shields by climbing up to the roof to show that they would not leave their homes in an attempt to prevent bombing.
My brother and his family were killed in an Israeli airstrike. They refused to leave their house. An Israeli drone fired a missile at their house and killed all of them. My brother always said he preferred to die in his house and not to become a refugee.
Drones also disturbed the received signals of satellite TV channels. Human rights investigators and international law experts are now filing war crimes charges against Israel and are trying to find out why so many civilians were killed in this attack. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV.